Unit 5, pages 104 to 105. Reading 2.
Animal friendships. People have been sharing short animal videos on social media groups for quite some time. Among these are clips of surprising friendships between different species of animals. In some of them, we see cats playing with dogs and puppies making friends with miniature horses. It seems that animals can really form friendships. One of the first scientists to use the term friendship between animals was Barbara Smuts. For her, the friendship between her dog and her donkey is proof that friendship between different species does exist. Each morning, the donkey waited patiently for the dog to come out. The dog taught the donkey to carry a stick in its mouth, and they played together for hours. Domestication of animals sometimes leads to relationships between different species that have been living on the same farm or in animal parks. In some cases, one animal might take on the role of protector when the other animal suffers from some kind of trauma, like losing its mother or being injured. One famous story that shows this is that of a healthy ram who befriended a blind cow and made sure she didn't bump into any obstacles. This ram did not only take care of the cow, but also took care of the calf she gave birth to. Clive Wynn, a professor of psychology at Arizona State University, believes that animals of different species form relationships as a result of being raised by humans. At the San Diego Zoo and Safari Park, for instance, zookeepers have decided to have cheetahs and dogs grow up together. This way, the friendly dogs help the shy cheetahs socialize, and eventually they learn to play together and develop a genuine fondness for each other. There is something fascinating about watching animals of different species form friendships. Although animals can be cruel at times, it's heartwarming to see another side of the animal kingdom. Barbara Smuts.